Ancient rituals use it to signify purity and initiation. Our very life depends on it, and it's hard to imagine anything more satisfying than a tall glass of it. Commentator Donald McCaig has been thinking a lot about water.
Our water comes from a 70-foot well bored through an earlier stone-lined well Jared Stewart dug outside our farmhouse in 1877. The watershed is the Bull Pasture Mountain, and there's nothing up there but 18,000 acres of Game Commission land. We've never tested our water for purity. 9 or 10 months a year, we've got all the water we need, and in the dry season, we practice conservation. When the well is low, it provides drinking water, cooking and dishwashing water, and infrequent flushes. We haul water for the sheep and my wife Ann's garden. The garden is what distresses Ann, all those thirsty tomatoes, puckered peppers, puny potatoes. Why not have the well deepened, Ann wants to know. What have I got against tomatoes? Not to mention taking the laundry to the laundromat in town. Laundromats, Ann says, are a good reason for a deeper well. But from the junction bottom to Shaw's Fork, our water is the best in the valley. Our neighbors' wells bring up iron water that stains everything brown, or sulfur water you can smell when it comes out of the tap. Our home water is limestone water, same as the water the Brits use to brew their best India Pale Ales, and our water tastes just fine. I worry that if we drilled our well a few feet deeper, we'd pass through the limestone strata into the sulfur strata, and the water would smell like swimming pools. We freeze gallon jugs of water for the hay crews. When I'm away to sheepdog trails, I bring water for the dogs and top off my own whiskey with it. I carry my own water when I drive into town. In town the other day, it was 95 degrees and our old Subaru's air conditioner is shot, and I started feeling sorry for myself. The spanking new cars and vans and pickups that passed all had their tinted windows rolled up. There were so many new cars, $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 a pop. I took a drink of cool water and thought how rich I am, how astonishingly rich all we Americans are. I was thinking about the AIDS conference in Vancouver. At that conference, Dr. Joseph DeCosa said, if the cure for AIDS was one clean glass of water, most people in the world would not have access to treatment.
Donald McCaig, he and his wife Ann have a sheep farm in the Allegheny Mountains in western Virginia. He comes to us courtesy of member station WVTF in Roanoke.